Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi all, it's Deb here again, and my devotion is titled The 12, Luke 6, 12 through 26. I love that Jesus, the Son of God, went to a mountain to pray all night before choosing the 12 apostles. This was a very important team he was assembling to help him spread the gospel. Isn't it interesting that they are listed individually with little information about just some of them? Apostle means messenger or ambassador, he who is sent. These 12 men had the greatest privilege of any other human being. They walked in the presence of God incarnate for 3 years and learned his teachings firsthand. Did Jesus choose 12 men who were of the same political persuasion, the same societal class, career path, or the same theology? Did he choose the most handsome, the most successful, the most charismatic? No. Jesus could have accomplished the mission on his own, but it was important that he work together as a team with these 12, both for their sake and for the sake of the work. Their unity came from their shared mission and love for Jesus. Jesus knew the hearts of these men before he chose them, just as he knows us by heart. He knew that 11 of them would become captured by his love and forgiveness, and one would betray him. He gave us relatable apostles. Peter often questioned Jesus. Thomas doubted. Simon the Zealot had a political agenda, and they were fishermen and tax collectors. Some of them wanted to defeat the Roman government, and some didn't. One became an example of what we really don't want to be, and some died for the cause of Christ. Even through all of their personal messiness, God saw their willingness to follow Jesus. There are many people who long to make a difference in God's kingdom, but they discount themselves saying, I'm just a computer programmer, or I'm just a stay-at-home mom, or they believe something in their past disqualifies them, a rough childhood, no college degree, or poor choices. Church pews are filled with people who think they're not smart enough, talented enough, or adequately trained to serve God effectively. That's a lie. God doesn't see anyone as useless. He didn't make any losers or nobodies. Starting with sending his son as a baby in a manger instead of a king in a palace, God signaled a bold new way of changing the world. The Apostle Paul expresses this in 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 27. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth, but God chose what is foolish to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. Jesus sought you and bought you with his precious blood. He chose us to be his disciples and make a difference for his kingdom. What is he calling you to do for him today or this week? Let's pray about it. Thank you for listening. And have a blessed week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.